Yo, what's up, everybody? Paul Hickey here with NoOffseason.com, the sports card content network. This is episode 2 of the Soccer Card Strategy Show. Your host, Kendall McKee, is up in a minute, but first, I just want to encourage all of you to check out the Sports Card Investment Report, newly updated at NoOffseason.com. You can save 20%. On the Sports Card Investment Report by using the promo code NOOFFSEASON, all lowercase, at checkout. And don't forget to check out marketmoversapp.com. It's a great place to track the data of your entire collection. You can get it for only $1 by using the promo code NOOFFSEASON.com as well. All right, Kendall, let's take them through some soccer card strategy.
Hey, you guys, and welcome to the Soccer Card Strategy Show. This is your host, Lefty McKee, or on Twitter, Lefty McKee, and also Kendall McKee, or the catalytic Kendall McKee, as Paul likes to call me. Welcome back. We are going to talk about some sports cards today. In specifics, we are going to talk about soccer. Last episode, we kind of gave like a broad view of what we've got going on at the at nooffseason.com, and I went through some of our card rankings and our soccer portfolio that is, by the way, a work in progress. So if you guys have looked at that, for instance, we have Caden Clark at number 2 on the website currently. We are probably going to be taking that and moving him down the list just because of injuries and all that kind of thing. But some specific big news in the transfer market in Europe. So before we get underway, before we get any further, I want you guys to go check out Sports Card Strategy Report and the Investment Report at nooffseason.com. And this is where we live and breathe. This is where we want to push people that to be able to see some references that we think will be very, very helpful in your overall sports card investment portfolio. And we want to give accurate investment ideas. I'm not going to say advice because this, by the way, is not advice. I'm not licensed to give you advice, but this is my opinion on how some cards are going to populate over the next couple of months. So I just want to walk through some of these processes with you and maybe get some mental verification of maybe if you were liking a player and you were thinking about putting dollars there. I want you guys to be able to have a soundboard and hear other people potentially verify what you're seeing or what you're not. And so it's always helpful to get into a room with people and potentially talk about an investment or an idea or something like that. Even there's focus groups and all sorts of, there's tons of science to back that. And a lot of times, specifically where we're at, we don't have peers around us in our immediate environment that understand soccer card investing. You know, that's just not a population that's super prevalent in most of our societies. So this is kind of going to act as that, hey, let's talk shop a little bit. So that's how I kind of see all of our shows here at nooffseason.com, but specifically this soccer show. I by no means am a soccer card expert, but what I am is saying I'm willing to learn and I'm willing to share that advice with you guys. I'm trying to bounce ideas off of a ton of people that I know in the hobby that are collecting different guys. And like, as I said in the first episode, I also wanted to show ideas in Europe and ideas in US, and then potentially ideas in men's and women's cards, because the NWSL cards actually are kind of popping off. Just a little piece here. Rose Lavelle, you've got Dennis Rodman's daughter in here, and her cards are taking off. You know, like when you see some women soccer cards taking off, that is incredible to me. That means our market is very healthy. And I love that. And that's going to be potentially pushed to a new episode, and I'm into a further episode. And I'm definitely going to want to talk about potentially investing in sport or NWSL cards, because I think that could be a really cool play. Maybe not like an earth shattering play in terms of if you're trying to invest in the $1,000 profit margins, but it could be a play for a flyer or a star or something like that. I'll take this time to tune in and help you guys out with some sports card investing. Now, we are partnered with the Sports Card Investor, And we love for you to go and use his Market Movers app. You guys can go and get the first month for $1 right now. If you use our code nooffseason.com, we would love for you to go check that out. We would love for you to find a resource that is extremely valuable. And when you look at the card data, I'm coming from a technical analysis background. When you look at that data, that is super helpful in knowing where your play is going to potentially move in the 3 to 6, 9, 12 month period that we're looking at investing in. So definitely go check it out, marketmovers.com or Market Movers from the Sports Card Investor. It's an incredible resource, and you can for sure go get it for $1 for the first month if you type our code in, nooffseason.com. So it is almost go time. It is almost go time for the soccer card market. The world is potentially going to be in a game-changing offseason where we're just going to see maybe... And this is a big say, first off, but maybe the most money that a transfer window has ever seen been thrown around. I think we are going to see players that are all maybe that top 5-10% of players. I think we're going to see several of those guys move. And if you see several of them move in the offseason, that budget for the offseason window is going to go massively, massively high. I think English soccer league is in a position where they're going to be adding a lot of stars. I think they're in a position where they've just moved and their TV deals are going to potentially bring way more money. And the English Premier League is going to be infused with a bunch of capital, especially since their viewership is already really high. And we're going to see some of those players potentially come into the English market and thus driving up their viewership, thus driving up their dollar amounts, thus driving up their cards, and people are going to be wanting them. My theory on soccer cards, if people are seeing the player dominate, then the player is going to be more valuable. There's always guys in the world, no matter where we are, especially with such a global sport like soccer, that are going to go unnoticed. I think I actually have one or two that I'm going to talk about today that are potentially one of those unnoticed guys so far and are getting attention at some level. But because our sport is so worldwide, the guys that are getting the most hype and potentially the most dollar improvements are going to be those guys that are getting eyeballs in their deal. So when we're talking about the transfer window this summer, I think we're going to see some of those guys going to massive clubs in England and potentially Spain. And Germany too also has eyes in the Bundesliga, signed their deal with ESPN. And so that has also brought a lot more viewership to it. But when we're talking about the league that you definitely want to be in for the most eyeballs on you, it's going to be the Premier League. And I really don't think it's close. And so I think we're going to see a massive transfer window here. The right teams are at the right amount. The right teams are peaking at the right times, and the right players are available at the right time as well. So that was kind of confusing, but basically I think it's a perfect storm, especially right before the World Cup, that this is going to create such a busy market. It's going to be really fun to be a soccer fan this off season. So I want to start with a name that's actually already moved. And I know, like, I can't go into a soccer podcast without saying a couple of names. You know, like, obviously you've got to drop some like Ronaldo, Messi stuff. I'm not actually going to talk about them very much at all in this episode, which I think will kind of be a breath of fresh air for a lot of people that just everybody's just banging those guys for viewership forever. And so what I want to talk about though is Andres Haaland. Haaland just moved from Borussia Dortmund to Man City for $66 million approval budget from Man City to Borussia Dortmund. But what I want to point out there is $66 million. That's like 1/4 of his transfer value. So they got an extremely good deal here. They got a guy that's going to be their number nine, a guy that bags goals all day long. He has had 88 appearances for Dortmund and he's or 85 appearances for Dortmund and scored 88 goals. So more than one goal per appearance. That is extremely rare and extremely valuable. When you got a guy that is so young, he's 21 years old. He has come from just like I feel like he just absolutely came out of just success like a couple of maybe 2 years ago now. He just started bagging goals like crazy, and he, as soon as he made the Dortmund first squad, he just was like, you know, I think he was like hat trick, you know, and it was just like ridiculous. And so we're seeing Haaland get his bread here, and he's going to Man City. He's going to one of the top clubs in England. Like I said, he's going to be seen in all parties and all aspects. And I'm first off very, very excited to have him in the Premier League. I think this is a perfect marriage here. I think Real Madrid wouldn't have been a bad move, but I like the move to Man City better because not for necessarily card collecting, but for my viewership of Haaland. I love watching him. I love his presence. I love his, as Paul would like for me to say, he's catalytic. I think he expresses himself very clearly and professionally at the same time. And I think Haaland is a guy that's ready and willing to take the torch of international soccer and run with it. Now, not internationally play because he plays for Norway, therefore he won't be in the World Cup. And we've talked about that on previous episodes. But I do think he's a guy that the hobby and the sport will just latch onto. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if he's on the cover of not FIFA anymore, what's now been announced as EA Sports FC or EA FC, whatever they're calling it. Basically, FIFA and EA got a divorce. And that's like a long other story that I'm not going to talk about today. But I could see Haaland being on the cover of video games. I could see him, you know, being the guy that everybody's looking towards. He's tall, he's fast, he scores goals. Like, he's just incredible. So when you see him going for 66 million, there is talk of him potentially getting, I think it's been ironed out now, but 400 million euros a week is an incredible bag for him. It's all going to be over 200 euros. So he's like a sort of 5-year deal with incentives to put him over 200 euros a week, potentially. That's incredible. Or 200,000 euros a week. That's a great deal for a guy his age, for a guy that he's just so expressive and so electric on the field. I love Haaland. I love him, his play style. I love that he went to City. Even though I'm not a City fan, I am excited that he's going to be in the Premier League, going to be under one of the best coaches in the world, surrounded by a team and a supporting cast that's going to get him the ball and be able to, we're going to see special moments from him. So in terms of card advice, what I would do here is I think he's a little bit low, actually. I have a Haaland card that was a BGS 9.5 of his 2019 Topps Salzburg card. So it's the Refractor Salzburg from his Topps 2019. I'm sorry, it's Topps, not Chrome. It is Topps Finest. Yeah, Topps Finest UEFA Champions League base card. That's the one I have in a 9.5. And when I got it in a 9.5, I got it at the National and got offered $1,900 at the National for it. I should have taken it because now that card is around $400, which I think is a little bit insane. I think Haaland, I was talking to some of my friends, kind of bouncing some theories off of them, and they said that some of his value is baked into already. I actually disagree with that. I actually think Haaland has had a track down over the last year or so because people are, you know, expecting and wanting to buy him when he transfers. So as of the last 24 hours, the transfer window has been, or he's been finalized as a transfer the past 24 hours, his card is already up 14%. And I think that continues to rise over the summer. I think he does take a small dip during the World Cup, but I also think during the World Cup, he's going to have an opportunity to show off for Man City because he doesn't have to worry about that. He doesn't have to worry about the World Cup. He just has to worry about his club. And so I'm not 100% sure, and I don't remember fully, and I should have known this before I got onto this podcast. I don't fully remember what the EPL is going to do during the World Cup. I think what I've heard is they're going to take a little bit of time off. But if they don't, if they do play through that and all their players are going to be at the World Cup and potentially, you know, their clubs are going to have to figure out, they're going to have to youth movement for that couple of months in the first opening of the season. If that is the case, then Haaland will have a chance to go off for Man City early in the season. But if they delay it, if they delay the start of the season or they work around the World Cup or however, I still think he's going to be the guy. He's going to be fresh. He's going to be ready to go. I'm sure he's super excited to get into England. I know he wants to be there. Actually, a funny little caveat here is he wants to play at some point in his career for Leeds. His dad played for Leeds. He grew up in Leeds. Leeds is his home team. Although Leeds could not afford him, I think it's fun to think about what it could be like potentially to have him in a Leeds jersey at some point, especially when they're fighting through relegation right now. Hopefully they stay up. And hopefully we'll see a really cool matchup in the Premier League next season where Leeds and Man City play. And I'm sure that's going to be just all what's talked about. So I would actually say he is a buy right now, which is strange. I think if you can get him in this small window, I would say go for it. There's a top 2019 Topps Chrome as well. He's in his Dortmund jersey, not his Salzburg jersey. And that one's going for around $190 PSA 10. I think that's incredible value. The Salzburg PSA 10 is going for around $400. I still think that's incredible value. I think this guy could potentially just continue to skyrocket, and we could see potential Mbappe type prices down the road for him. Because I think if I'm looking at those two, they're about the same age. I think Mbappe is a little bit older. Of course, Mbappe has the value higher. And of course, he has the World Cup higher. And that's why his value is there. But I don't think it's so much of a stretch to say that they're both the same kind of playmaking, like game changer on their team. And I think I'm saying he's a low priced player. Now you can go into the meta theory that Manchester City players actually are not valued correctly in the card market. When you look at Phil Foden, you look at Kevin De Bruyne, like these guys are cheaper than they should be. And maybe that's kind of some weirdness in the hobby that, I don't want to address right now, but I think if anyone is going to potentially change that, Haaland in a baby blue jersey is going to be crazy. So I've talked about him for a long time now. Let's move on to another Borussia Dortmund guy that is potentially coming in as Haaland is going out. So they're kind of going in and out at the same time, shaking hands potentially on the way out. They bring in a center forward this week of Adeyemi. This guy is going to be so fun to watch, especially Dortmund loves bringing in guys that are young, incredible professionals, and professionally in terms of their business, just extremely athletic players. Adeyemi is a guy who's 20 years old, so he's a bit younger than Haaland, not as early as they got Haaland, but he's coming from RB Salzburg, so it's a similar transaction there. You can see a pipeline all throughout this is not the first nor the last nor the second guy who's going to come from a Red Bull team into a Dortmund team. But what I think is cool here is Adeyemi has been cited to say that this is his club, like this is one of his favorite clubs. This is his boyhood dream. He's going to easily be a fan favorite. They need somebody to kind of take that. I think when we look at Borussia Dortmund, they're always going to have guys that are going to be incredible, especially on the World Cup level. But Adeyemi is somebody who's going to fill that role that Haaland is leaving. He's about half the cost of Haaland, but I think he could raise that value. So they're making a pretty good judgment call, saying spending $33 million here on Adeyemi to come in. And he has some cheap cards. So I think for what he is. And I think we're going to see that take off. His PSA 10 of a Topps Chrome 2020 refractor is at 131 right now. I would say that's a good buy. I would say this Adeyemi is going to get some attention on more eyeballs this year, moving from Salzburg, which is a nice team and does have Champions League aspirations and has played all over Europe. But when you're playing in Austria and you're playing and then you're going to Germany, that is a different market completely. And Dortmund always has young players that people want to watch. You think of Haaland, you think of Pulisic, you think of Gio Reyna, you think of, the guys before that, like I can see his sick haircut, Tony, or not. Where is it? It's escaping me. Royce was there. You know, you got Hummels. All these guys have just come over and done incredible things. You see guys come from Dortmund into other positions of real powerhouse football all the time. And so I think Dortmund is going to continue that here with Adeyemi. He, I think, is a long-term play for Dortmund. When I think about guys that have gone to Dortmund to raise their value and then to go somewhere else very quickly, that is definitely a pipeline that does happen. That Dortmund is a selling club, but I think they have a chance to do something special here with Adeyemi. He wants to be there. I think he could be the next long-term Dortmund player that gets a lot of attention. I think he's a guy that could be a potential to take that Royce, you know, type mantle and take this team far. And he wants to win championships at Dortmund. I think he will, or I think he can. Now, Bayern is always in the way when we're talking about German football. And the Bundesliga is not incredibly across the board competitive, but that top three or four slots are always really tight. But it seems like every time Bayern has the nicer teams and the nicer players, because typically you're seeing them come from Dortmund. And so it's one of the only times, I think it's kind of unique, where we see a selling club that's maybe two or three in the league and they're selling commonly to the number one team in the league. And so I think we're seeing less of that now than we were about 5-6 years ago. But at the same time, I think Dortmund has a lot to improve on if they're going to potentially win titles in the Bundesliga consistently. And I think bringing guys like Adeyemi and having them want to stay is really important. So I would say we've got to talk about Adeyemi as a potentially buy right now. 131 for a tops Chrome is pretty good for a PSA 10. As always, soccer autos are kind of hard to come by. It seems like autos are more prevalent in basketball, soccer, or basketball, football, and baseball. But autos are definitely something that is coming in the hobby. I think soccer is still in the early stages of what it could be. I mean, we're still seeing stickers being traded pretty prevalently on the open market. And so I think that still shows me that it's not at its full maturation yet. And I think soccer is going to get there. And guys like Haaland and Adeyemi, Mbappe, all those guys are going to bring that national attention. And tops and other carriers of soccer cards are just going to have to keep doing this. I think the idea of them being overseas and all that kind of stuff with the autos and everything, I think that also plays into it. It's a very much larger geographic area that they've got to go send things to. Some guys are in countries that, you know, are not the best at government. You know what? I'm not going to go there in terms of how hard it is to get them their autos and potentially get them back. But in terms of a guy who could potentially be at a club long-term, I'm going to transition to Mbappe. I've said his name a couple of times. This guy is the guy in the hobby that always is at, like, people come up to soccer tables and or soccer auctions or whatever, and they're like, do you got any Mbappes? What are the Mbappes? How do they work? You know, like, it seems like it's like always when you go to a table for football or basketball or baseball, they're like, where's the Jaws? Where's the LeBrons, where's the Mike Trouts, where's the Tatis, where's the, you're always just going for the Mbappes. Typically the guys that are marginal fans know this guy's name, and so I think that's why his value is out of this world. Yes, he's incredible. Yes, he's on a great team. Yes, he's won a World Cup, but I think there's also value baked into Mbappe already. Am I saying he's a buy? I don't know. Here's why. I think he is on that stardom. He's on that stardom track. I think he could potentially get to the GOAT track. I'm not ready to put him there, which I know is controversial because I know he's an incredible player, but I want to see him grow through a little bit more of what I've seen. You know, when he gets to PSG, he's, I think, 19 years old. Let me just make sure really quick. Let me look at the transfer market website about him. Yeah, so Kylian Mbappe gets to France in October of 2017 for 99 million euros, which was an unprecedented thing, and his value goes all the way up to 220 million in early 2018 or late 2018 and stays there until late 2019. Doesn't really do much, but then his value begins to creep down and creep down and creep down. He had some national appearances that he wasn't really showing very well. I'm pretty sure there was some injury like scares in there, but now his value is somewhere around 176 million in December of 2021. So that's the last like market details that we have in terms of where his value is. Right now it says it is at 176 million. I think it's probably a little bit higher than that, judging about the last half of the season he's had. But it could be lower than that too, because like the attention of Messi and then Messi not really playing as well as he could. You know, it's a disappointment season of Messi's career. Is that potentially going to bring down Mbappe's value? You've got Neymar. There's so much stuff going on at PSG. I don't know if Mbappe's value is going up currently, but his card prices are still at a high. You know, you can buy a Kaboom of Mbappe PSA 10 for 10 grand. That is a lot of money. Now, is that the most money I've ever seen for a Kaboom, or that it's a PSA 10? No. So I'm not saying it's like so unreal. Is PSA 10 Kaboom like the card that is the card? Yeah, I think it is right now. Kabooms have a lot of media attention and a lot of card attention. And so a $10,000 card of Mbappe doesn't just blow my mind. I think it's overvalued for sure. But I think if you have some Mbappes, I think you're going to get an opportunity to sell in the next 6 to 9 months. If you are wanting to potentially get in on Mbappe, I would say that it's maybe too late. But the reason I brought him up is because, is he going to stay at PSG? Is he going to finally make that always rumored move to Real Madrid? Is he going to potentially be at a different club? Are we going to see another club rise up and potentially take that mantle? I don't know if PSG is the best club for Mbappe. I think he actually would gain more value at a different club. I think if he went to Real Madrid, he would see his value rise. I think if he went to England, I think depending on the club, I think you could potentially see his value rise there too. I think PSG is a massive club, massive dollar amounts like crazy. But I think that it is potentially not the best situation for him that it could be. I think it was a great move for him from Monaco to be able to move to PSG. But I think it might be time for him to move on. But I hear a lot of speculation about him staying at PSG. Obviously, from PSG's point of view, they want to keep him. He's arguably one of, if not the best player of in the world. They obviously want him. But I would assume that there's other I would assume there's other teams that also want him. So, you know, I've got a question if PSG is kind of hurting for some money right now, especially, you know, they paid big money for Mbappe and Neymar and Messi and plenty of other players. And do they use this as an opportunity to kind of get some of that bankroll back? I'm just wondering. So I also want to move into a guy that is 22 years old, Brazilian, that I think his move potentially is going to happen this year. And I think he is going to gain a lot of attention over the next 6 to 9 months. Antony that is going to go from Ajax to Man U, the Brazilian player. He has a 38.5 million market value right now. I think he probably gets sold for potentially more than that. He's got a lot of attention right now. He's going to have the World Cup. He's going to have a big transfer. This is a guy that you're definitely wanting to look for in terms of his market. In terms of his cards on the market, you're going to want to snag some. I've been opening a lot of Champions League tops blasters just because I like them and I like ripping something, and they're at the store, so I can go to my local Target and I can buy a Champions League blaster. And I've pulled some Antonys. Nothing crazy, a lot of base, but I've been pulling some of those. And we're seeing his refractors go for a decent amount. You know, his Topps 2020 Topps Chrome Refractor rookie card, PSA, is around $300 right now. I think that's pretty good. I think there's definitely room for growth there. I don't think it's incredible margins. I think you're going to make slow growth there. But if you're willing to look for a play that's potentially a guy that's going to get massive play in the media in the next couple of months, I think Antony is going to be a guy that you want to stick with. As a right winger, he's going to score goals. He's prolific. He's a guy that's promising for sure. And at 22 years old, you're like, oh, is he ancient? Which is funny that we're even saying that, because he's actually, I think he's the oldest guy that I'm going to refer to today, which is kind of crazy. Oh, actually, no. The guy I referred to last is a staggering age of 23 years old. Soccer cards move so fast and they're so young. Antony is a guy that's definitely a guy worth looking into. I like his 2020 Obsidian. If you can reach to that level, there's the 2020 Obsidian refractor is going for $1,000, but the base cards are going for $125 raw. I think that's pretty good. And you can flip that into a PSA. If you can find one that's in good quantity or good quality, you can flip an Obsidian for a PSA 10. If it gem mints, that's a pretty nice return. So I would say that you could go and try to make some of those plays on some of those Obsidian cards. The most popular card for him on the market is, of course, the 2022 Champions League that's coming out in all these blasters. But the rookie card version of his Topps Chrome 2020 and his Ajax jersey is really popular. But at a PSA for $300, I'm assuming you can make bigger plays. So if you want a kind of more of a bigger card for Antony, I would go for that 2020 Obsidian. So if you can find an Obsidian, a refractors out of 75 are going for $1,000 on the open market. I think that's pretty good. I think out of a 75 PSA 10, it's already limited release. I'm sure the pop count is super low. I would say make that play if you can. Next guy I'm going to jump into is a guy that that a couple of friends of mine have said, you've got to talk about this guy. He's potentially the next thing. And he's got one card. It's a mega crack. He does have some Topps Now stuff, but I'm not willing to go there yet unless it's a personal preference. But he's going to have a rookie card that's going to come out this year. But I'm talking about Yermi Pena or Peño. Sorry, I'm not always the best at all these international names, but Yermi Pena is the next big star potentially. He's worth $44 million on the transfer market. He's going to potentially be looked at by Liverpool and some other top clubs. I expect him to move soon, but he's at Villarreal right now. So he has gotten some attention. He has gotten some European run. But as Pena is as seen, he's a guy that everybody is assuming he will be the next guy. And he's a guy that's potentially in the next crop of guys that are going to take off in terms of their value. So we're seeing him as a Spanish national player. He's in his home country, but I think he will make the flip into a world footballer very soon. And he's going to be a name that everybody wants to know. And so if you're in the card market, you probably know him. If you're not, you need to know him. So that's where I want to drop this little nugget. I think he's the next big star. I think Pino is a guy that you need to be going to find in 31 appearances this year in La Liga. He's had 6 goals and 4 assists. His goal participation is at 18%. That's pretty good. I'd like it to be, you know, around there, a little higher, but he also has only been 60% in the starting 11. I don't understand why teams in La Liga do this. They have world-changing players, and then they don't start them almost every game. I think that's a disconnect for me that I'm still learning about soccer. I've been watching it for about 12 years now, but at the same time, I still don't quite understand. From my American mindset, it's like, why don't you play them all the time? And so I know it has a lot to do with fitness and everything and youth, and you want to bring them up slowly. But as a 19-year-old, this guy probably has 60% starting 11 and 50% minutes, 53% minutes. I think he's got room to grow here. And so at an evaluation of $44 million on transfer market, I think this guy is an easy buy. You definitely need to be going out there and getting them because his mega crack cards are $25. $25 for a guy that's potentially going to be the next guy and already at a transfer market value of $44 million. I think these mega cracks can easily be gotten and then putting into SGC slabs and something like that. There's not very many 10s on the marketplace. If you look at eBay, actually, when you look at slabbed 10s, there's very, very few that have been sold. So I think this could be a potential play. I hope that I get some before you guys get to eBay. If you're listening to this, I hope I get to it first. But if not, here's my little play. Go get some of his cards. Maybe buy a lot of the mega cracks, like a lot of mega cracks, and potentially find which ones are in the best condition, send them off to SGC or potentially PSA because there's none in PSA slabs, and throw them out there. Pino could potentially make you quite a bit of cash in the next year. I would look for that to be a big play. Finally, I want to talk about one American. Yeah, I know. I always talk about Americans. I always talk about how American soccer, yes, they don't have as much value, but in our liquidity state of what we're doing, most of our listeners are coming from a U.S. background or they live in a U.S. city. So in terms of liquidity, whether you're selling in person on Twitter or on eBay, most people are buying cards in their immediate country so they don't have to pay large shipping prices. Here's a guy that I think is going to have some run this year. I'm looking at Georgi Mihailovic. He currently plays for Montreal. He was traded or bought there from Chicago. He's an American national that it grew up in Jacksonville, but obviously with a name like Georgi Mihailovic, he's got experience in other nationalities. So he's at a $6.6 million evaluation right now, which is pretty impressive for an MLS player. He's the number one valued team or player on his team currently. And when you've got a guy like Wanyama on Montreal, you've got some good players there. So Montreal has an overall evaluation of $35.9 million in terms of their transferred players. And the top market value player is a dual national American, is going to be called up this summer, of Georgi Mihailovic. He's 23 years old, so he's technically the oldest guy we've talked about today, but he's a guy that I really, really like. He's at 40% goal participation. He's starting and playing a ton of minutes. He's 90% on the starting 11, 91% of minutes he's on the field. He's got 10 appearances this year with 5 goals and 3 assists in league play. And when you look at the CONCACAF Champions League, you add 4 games onto that with another goal and another assist. So overall, he's at 14 games with 10 goals involved in. And when you look at minutes per goal, he's at like a 164 minutes per goal. That's pretty good. And his goal involvement at 40%, I love that. But one thing I think that is really key is his X goal, which is a saber metric expected goals, is top 5 in players that do not take penalty kicks. So he's not the penalty taker for his team, and he's still top five in X goal. That is really impressive. That means he's getting balls in dangerous areas. He's getting he's a dangerous guy on the field, and you're wanting a guy like that in terms of card value. I could see him go to a bigger club. Montreal's not exactly where you want his card values to be, but he does have cards out there. The card I would recommend buying is the Topps Bowman MLS out of 75, around 30 to 40 bucks. They are currently sold for that on eBay, but they are rising very quickly. So if you can go find a Topps Bowman MLS that's colored, go for that. There, I bought one recently, an out of 150 for about 40 bucks. I thought that was a fair price, but I've seen some of them like just get dipped down and get snagged and sniped. The raw is going for about $20. So that Bowman MLS card is definitely the one you want to search for in terms of Georgi Mihailovic. That's my American player to watch out for. I think in Nations League this summer, he gets called up, and I think he has some decent run there. Thank you for listening to the Soccer Card Strategy Show at nooffseason.com. I want to bring you the best content. Feel free to drop comments and feel free to give me kind of what leagues maybe you want me to cover, or maybe some potentially look at some players that soccer is so large. I could literally talk for hours and hours and still miss players. So potentially I got to talk about big names. So I love talking about guys like Haaland and Mbappe. We add in Adeyemi and Antony. Pino is a guy that's our next riser that I wanted to talk about today. And then our one American that I could potentially give you a lot of liquidity over the next 6 to 9 months is Georgi Mihailovic. I think he makes a call up for the national team. And if he gets there, he's a guy that's really dangerous, a guy pretty similar to the likes of Pulisic, Aronson, and those kind of players in the attacking front that are just under and behind the nine. I think he plays that supporting role. I think he could potentially be a guy that challenges Aronson for a spot someday. Obviously Aronson's still the better player, but I like Georgi Mihailovic as a guy who plays at the center attacking mid. I think he's a real guy that's impressive. So thanks for coming. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. That was my man, Kendall Lefty McKee. I call him Catalytic McKee with episode 2 of the Soccer Card Strategy Show. Hope you enjoyed it. And we hope you keep listening. Subscribe to the Sports Card Strategy Show feed, where you get all of our niche shows as well as our flagship show weekly. And check us out on YouTube and our Facebook group as well. We'd love to connect with you on our Facebook group. Go to sportscardstrategy.com for all the quick links to join on YouTube, join the Facebook group, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to check out nooffseason.com sports card investment report. You can save 20% by using the promo code nooffseason. As well, marketmoversapp.com, same promo code, only $1 for your first month. Everybody, thanks for listening and watching, and have a great day.